This song is called Talk to God.
Unqualified and a hypocrite, full of scars I ain't dealing with. I'm writing songs for the world to sing, but I'm still the one who's not listening. And there's something about this love, ayy. Didn't know when I said it, God sent me, he really would. Cause I'm really not that good. But I heard everybody rather pretend. Does anybody really happy? Let me see them. Only when I talk to God in the weekend. When you get a little older, then you need him. But you know that you feel like something's missing. And things don't make a difference. We need a savior, not religion. So God sent his son to get us. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah, once again. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
It wasn't really starting. I just wanted to play the applause for what he said last.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, welcome back, guys, to episode 63. This is your ET podcast.
Yes, yes, y'all.
As you know, my name is Eric.
I'm Trey. Oh, we did that all wrong. Let's do that over again. Hold on.
My name is Eric. And we got...
And I'm Trey, or you can call me by my other name.
It's Deuce.
Oh, I thought I hit something else. I was about to say, wait, is that part of the board?
Oh.
Because when you start doing it... Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop, oh, boop, my gosh.
Yo, well, yeah, guys. Well, thank you for coming again and tuning in to your show.
Thank you for coming. Why you here?
I mean, in the way they are, I don't know.
Sure. Sure.
Anyways, guys, but hey, you know, today we are going to talk about something controversial, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to keep hitting y'all over the head with surprises. This is something... I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I just figured there's some similarities in the Bible too.
Yeah.
You know, and so one instance I can think of. So I don't know. You want to keep talking or you just want to jump straight
into it? No, keep
going,
bro. Yeah. You were going on a roll.
Because this particular individual is frowned upon. he is. He is not loved by many, so, and, you know, some people say that he's all about cheese, you know. We're talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yes, yes.
Because if you don't know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is,
he's the Mexican with the colorful hair.
He basically, to sum it up, yeah. And this dude... has had one of the longest trolling sprees that I have ever seen in my life. You know, I mean, he's gotten away with so much. And it wasn't until recent, October 2018, I think it was, he got locked up. Mm-hmm. So he's been in prison for the last 2 years. And the only reason he got out this time was because coronavirus, because of COVID. Apparently.
Wait, is that the real reason why?
That's the reason why he
got
out.
I'm
but
dead.
R. Kelly tried to use the same thing, but it's, you know what, it's probably for the best they don't let R. Kelly out, you know. But Tekashi also, I mean, a lot of people would say don't let him out either. And I'm kind of on that side too, because, all right, I'm going to ask you first. What are your thoughts on snitching?
Simple. Snitches get stitches. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to go that far.
I mean, I feel, man, dude, it's because, all right, it's because you want to view it in a world perspective. And in the world perspective, we're like, man, snitches are frowned upon and they are the P word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And obviously, I mean, that saying, you know, snitches get stitches. But if you would, in a different perspective, if you're in a situation where you need to tell the truth and you know what really happened, would you be considered a snitch? You know what I mean? Like, let's say an instance, a crime where, like, there is a murder and you know the right thing to do is to... say, yeah, I saw this person do it. You know what I'm talking about?
This is going to be...
No, but you know what I mean, though, right?
Because no, at that I know point, what you're saying.
Like, I mean, yes, people be like, man, this dude is a snitch. He told on him.
Here's the thing,
but though. It's like, man, that's a truth, and people want justice.
But here's the thing.
But in this situation, I think it's, I don't know.
I don't agree, because...
So you're going to tell me that...
Well, you heard, as a kid, you know, stop tattletaling on everybody, you know, stop, you know...
Right.
Telling on everybody. Or you heard that said to other kids or whatever, right?
Mm.
So I think the same thing still applies as an adult. Now, there are some cases where it's like, all right, this dude blew up the Pentagon or whatever, or this, and I know who it was. Like, I'm definitely snitching.
Right.
But, like, street stuff, the thing. Like, if you got, that's one example to... You know, differentiate
right.
situations is street stuff, no snitching whatsoever. But if it's like, you know, on a national security level or something like that, at that point,
okay, so
I think, you know.
So let's see, let's say you're out here,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're doing your thing, buying whatever groceries.
Yeah.
Then you see someone get shot. And they ask you to go and testify.
So
what?
No,
you're not going to snitch.
Here's the thing.
You're not going to say, "Oh, this person."
When it comes to like the streets and stuff like that, right. you're much more in harm's way than if it's like a national security level or something like
watching
that.
Watching your butt.
Yes. Because think about it. Not only are you putting yourself in harm's way, but you're putting your family in harm's way. You know. Because I don't know if you've ever heard before, too, you know, if we can't get you, then we're going to get your family, you know, or we're going to get the ones closest to you.
Yeah.
So,
dude,
that's why I'm against snitching on a street level. Like, and of course, you don't want to just go around just like, hey, this person did that. Hey, this, like, shut up. Like, why are you telling on everybody? You know, like,
right.
Because there are, like, the neighborhood watch thing that Brian brought up. Like, you really got nothing better to do. I know everybody's supposed to be is government ordered to do nothing in their houses. That's cool. But you really just going to sit there and look out your window like,
yes, I have spotted a group of individuals. It looks like it's about 12. I think that's too over the limit. So you guys should do something and you better hurry up. I don't know what they're up to. It looks suspicious.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. Like, stuff like that.
I'm messaging someone just to see if they could help.
Oh, boy.
And see what their perspective in snitching is.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, now, if I'm trying to think of another example. Like, terrorism, for sure. I'm snitching.
But isn't that worse?
Yeah, worse. But... What if this person is planning on blowing up the entire United States or something like that? It's like, look, that stuff.
But
like,
those are the type of people that would actually track you down.
Well, I mean, hey, I don't know, man.
I mean,
that's the way I look.
I would be more afraid of one like a terrorist or a mafia or a
you said the mob
or a cartel.
The mob that still falls into street stuff.
That's
too.
What I mean. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about, like, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer or, you know, something like that. Like,
yeah.
There's a cult that's, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. It's like, all right, I'm snitching. But street stuff, no. No,
no snitching.
No. Uh-uh. I'm not. Sy Hi the Prince, one of my favorite rappers, he had a line where he said, I'm not a street dude, just a dude in the streets. So,
okay, I get it.
That is my perspective. That's how I grew up. Like, I'm not a street dude, but I'm still not going to snitch because I was in the streets a little bit. You know, I've seen some stuff, like, you know, but yeah. I'm not going to snitch. I'm not going to say anything about it. And maybe that's just, you know, some things that Jesus got to work out in my heart. I don't know. I don't think.
I mean,
you know,
I get your point. I just feel like. In a situation like this, I feel that it would be all right to tell the truth.
We didn't even explain the whole thing.
But okay. Anyways.
Also, so yes. If you didn't know, Tekashi 6ix9ine, with his whole like trolling thing and all of that, he got involved with some street dudes, but he wasn't really from the streets and all of that. So he was named or tagged gang affiliated and stuff because he was hanging out with a bunch of bloods and all of this and yada, yada, yada. So he saw some stuff and he basically snitched on everything that he saw. Kidnappings, drug dealings, like all of that. And so the dudes that was really from the streets and they stick to that code are the ones that still locked up. But this dude,
he's out,
is free.
Yep.
And he's back on his same BS, same trolling stuff. Like he's even going along with the ratting thing. Like in his video, he had a rat emoji over his face. Like,
he was
like, you know, you mad that I got out and I got a bag. Like, it's like, what are you talking about? Like,
I think he just wants to get shot.
You know,
but
that might be his fate.
But
I don't
initially,
know,
okay, I guess if we want to get deeper into this, so basically he was sentenced to go to jail due to an issue that he had with, I guess, a minor or whatever.
That was one thing,
right? But
the main thing he went to jail for was like racketeering and like RICO charges and stuff like that because of the gang affiliation stuff.
Right, right. So I'm saying, obviously, all this stuff piled up in a way made him, because obviously, who wants to go to jail? No one.
Yeah.
So.
But you still sit there and.
But my point is this, like with all this craziness, at the end of the day, people want to always watch their butts. So
my thing is, if you're not from the streets, don't get involved with the streets.
So you're saying he's not from the streets?
No.
He's like just if a you want to be.
There's so many videos and so many people that attest to him not being from that lifestyle. He was trying to force it. Like they said, the guys that he was running with, the first song he put out, what was that?
Gummo.
That song. He met those dudes that same day. He didn't know them before that video shoot. He was just like, I need some bloods, like, or whatever, like some gang members to just, you know, be on set, you know, be in the video and stuff. So it can look, you know, appealing and all that. So he basically just created this character. That's not even him. It's just a character that he created.
Dude. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And so this whole thing, it's just like, I don't know, man.
All right. So, and I mean, the reason why we're talking about this is because I guess, I mean, it's kind of funny. Not funny, but it's kind of crazy what he's doing using, I guess, his errors or whatnot. And he's using it as a platform.
And it's like a joke to him.
To build up some type of, I guess, attention and build some type of fame.
And, I want to say this too.
Go ahead.
I think it's insane how, like, all these media outlets and stuff, act like none of that ever happened. Like, he didn't troll everybody and do all that stuff, send his friends to jail, and he got out free. Now, he's on house arrest, and he had to serve time or whatever, but they got, like, 20... years or something like that. They got like long sentences, and all of these media outlets and stuff are just itching and fiending to sit down and get an interview with him just because his name is clickbait.
Yeah,
because it's like he because of all the trolling and stuff, he gets so many views and stuff. Like I looked at his video, the song that he just released, it came out what, Friday, I think it was, no, last Friday. It's got 145 million views at the time that I watched it. And that was like 2-3 hours ago that I watched it.
Dang.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, he just, and then like, it really pisses me off because I'm part of hip hop.
Okay.
Like, I'm tired of people coming into like the hip hop space and just capitalizing off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So people that don't really know hip hop, don't really care about it. They're just chasing the sound, just trying to make money off of it, like the big record labels and stuff. They don't even know who half these artists are. They don't know nothing about syllables and metaphors and throwing, putting together a verse and then the chorus, pre-chorus, pre-bridge, all of that. Like, they don't even know all of that. Like, and so it just pisses me off with that whole thing as far as, like, the hip-hop thing. Now, him snitching and all that, that's on him.
That's another thing, yeah.
That's on him, you know, whatever. That he chose to make that decision. I wouldn't do it. Mm. So, whatever, you know. But, yeah. And so, I it's weird because I found a similarity to something in the Bible.
Right.
Because, as you all know, Judas betrayed his friend, Jesus.
And snitched.
And I don't know if Tekashi was, you know, I don't know if he could see ahead of all of this and be like, yeah, I'm going to snitch on everybody and then I'm going to end up being way better in the end of it. I don't know. But that was Judas' goal. Judas was like, all right, I'm going to turn Jesus in so I can get these 20 pieces of silver.
I think it was 30.
30 pieces of silver. Oh. Loser. Anyway.
It kind of, dude, it kind of makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, it's like almost the perfect, like almost the same scenario.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
In a way, he wanted to build fame. And actually, you know, before, you know.
Judas is the most famous snitch.
He was the.
Besides Tekashi.
He was the disciples, I think, treasurer.
And see.
And
I forgot about that.
And what was the thing? In a way, he kind of like fantasized a lot about, I guess you would say, about money.
Mm-hmm.
And like even his origin, you know, like what's his? It's Judas the Iscariot or Iscariot. I don't know, like the name or the tribe or the people that he was from.
Mm-hmm.
They were a bunch of thieves. They were like robbers and
that's
like
why,
all
see,
these crazy people.
They're not even mentioned with all the other tribes, you know, like how it says how.
Well, yeah, it was like here. Let me look it up.
Because you know that one scripture in Revelation where it talks about each disciple. Well, not each disciple, but some of the disciples were in charge of a tribe in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
It's called Iscariot. That's
see,
his name.
I never
Judas
even
Iscariot.
I don't remember hearing that one.
And basically. The Iscariots were, like I said, they were just like a group of like literally bad people that would just do a bunch of robberies and would like literally kill people and stuff like that.
Mm.
Here, let me see who the Iscariots are. Give me a second.
All right. But yeah, man. So it's like there's such a similarity between Tekashi and Judas, because another thing too is like you were saying, Judas was trying to get financial gain from it. I can't help but think that he was trying to get fame from it too.
Mm-hmm.
Tekashi, the word fame has been updated a little bit. Well, fame has a bunch of different definitions or different words associated with it. And when I think about Tekashi, I think about clout, because. Mm-hmm. Tekashi has been chasing clout ever since he came out. Like, I mean, paying the dudes to show up to his video and all of that. That's clout chasing right there. Like, you trying to create this character and this personification that doesn't exist, that's not a part of you. And you're just like, you know what I'm saying?
And do you feel like a lot of people are doing that nowadays?
For sure. For
sure.
Many
people. For sure. Even people that are not famous. I mean.
Oh, yeah. We get. A lot of people try to get us illusion online, like, you know, they're better than they are. And I'm not saying, you know, that they're like terrible people. I'm not sure, you know, right. Only God knows people's hearts.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, it seems that way because then you talk to them in person.
They don't.
And it's not the same. Because, I mean, it's, I'm guilty of it sometimes, you know, because like I try to, you know, sometimes I'll be like, you know, I'll post something when I'm not even in the greatest mood, but then online it's like
you're fine.
Yeah. It's like I'll put up an IG story like, oh yeah, enjoying ice cream, when really I'm like sort of depressed. And it's like,
yeah.
You know.
So I guess
stuff like that.
The main part of this topic that we're talking about, I guess, is just that. Not chasing fame just because you want it so bad.
Yeah.
And out of, I don't know, because honestly, all this stuff, and you can see, like, a good reflection of, like, humans human intention.
Crap.
One that does not believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see a lot of things going on, like, in this persona with, you know, with Tekashi.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we're not throwing a lot of hate onto all these people. I mean, they do what they do, whatever.
I mean, it's fact. We're not.
Yeah.
We're just reiterating facts.
But you see a lot of pride. You see a lot of ambition. You see a lot of doing things under the table and doing a lot of selfishness actions.
Yeah, for sure.
And you see that a lot. People throw people under the bus for their own gain.
Businesses.
Dude.
Trample on the little guy so you can get, like, up to the top.
Even the company that I'm in is into stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
yep.
It's just like you see this everywhere, and you see all this corruption and, you know, basically achieving fame, you know, by the, I guess, how can you say, like, you gain it by destroying a lot of people in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's just a bunch of selfishness.
It is. It really is, because it's like...
And it's a prideful thing. And I guess mm-hmm. it's just because you want to achieve that power, you want to be the one that's on top.
Exactly.
You know, because I think I saw, like, an Instagram story about him just, like, going off, you know, just saying, yeah, this is what I did. Just, like, in the 24 hours that, you know, I uploaded this video, I got,
bought a bunch of cars,
like,
or something.
I got,
like
a million something, yeah. And you with, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he was just going off on these other people.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
And
like, it's weird, man.
And that's a sad thing, especially with us humans. We always try to bring people down around us
mm-hmm.
and gain out of their misery, I guess.
And here's the thing. It's like, with all this clout chasing and all of that, what is your end goal? When is it enough? When have you had enough? Because it's like, I thought, you know, by now... The way Tekashi's little troll run had him, everybody was talking about him. He was on everybody's lips, talking to everybody, constantly brought him up, talked about what he was doing, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. He had all the clout in the world. Like, he literally went from 0 to 100 in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody who doesn't know well, probably people that watch this podcast probably. Don't know. Some people. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure people know. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. but it's just like, what are you getting out of it? What is your goal that you're trying to hit?
It's just
greed. You already hit it.
It's just,
you
know, greed. I mean, like, it doesn't satisfy. You always want more and more and more. It does not stop at all.
You know?
And that's the sad part about it. You know, I was doing this paper about Satan's casting out of heaven, and we see the same similarities that it's in the nature of, or the sinful nature of one. His goal was to achieve greatness and be on top of God himself.
Yeah.
And where pride got into his heart, and that caused him to steer away from, like, what he was called to do
mm-hmm.
with the end goal that obviously he was casted out of heaven and eventually he's going to be thrown into a lake of fire. But I feel that same similarity is in every single human, even from, like, start of Eve down to us all the way, you know, and this before, obviously, you know, with Christ coming in and you know, rescuing and you know, forgiving us for our sins and dying in the cross for all our transgressions.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a decision that we make, that no, I don't want to be living like this. Mm-hmm. I want to be brought back to the original state in which mm-hmm. what I was created.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
If you don't,
yeah,
that same mentality that he had in the beginning, it gets transferred to you because, you know, as we know, we are born into that sinful nature. So, and it's so crazy. Like, think about this. When you are born, we're literally taught how to behave. Think about it,
yeah.
we are taught to do good. We're not taught to do bad things because we already do bad things. For like a little kid, even though it might seem normal, what is his reaction when, like, let's say if you put him inside, like, what's this thing where they eat? Like,
the high chair.
Like a high chair.
Yeah.
What does a baby do with the food, like, when he doesn't want any? Just mess it up. Messes everything.
Knock it on the floor and
stuff. That's, like, his nature. Or what does he do? Cry. Or he just throw things or whatnot.
Yep.
That's nature. But as a parent, you are teaching him, no, don't do this. This is bad. You're making a mess. Even when they start growing up, you say, no, don't do that. But they still do it because it's thrilling to do something bad.
Yeah, because, I mean, if your flesh is not being steered in the right direction, if you are not in control of your flesh, it'll be in control of itself. And its whole thing that it wants to do is keep doing what's bad for it.
Right.
Till eventually it ends up in death and you end up in the lake of fire and it gets hot. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like,
or gets you shot,
you know? And but, so, yeah, man.
But you see, and I mean, the reason why we pick, I guess, Judas is because of that same betrayal.
It's such a parallel.
And it was all for money, in a way.
I guarantee you that's... And see, here's the thing I don't understand about Tekashi, because it's like, when he got arrested, they said he was completely broke. He ain't had no more money. So, as soon as he gets out, he has all this money, buys what, 10 cars or something stupid like that.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
He did that?
Like, as soon as he got out, he was like on Instagram Live. I mean, like, you didn't see him. He was just showing off the cars or something. I think that's what I heard. I haven't seen it, but it's like, where you get the money from?
Dude.
So I'm guessing that he's doing this whole trolling thing again for money. That's the end goal, I would imagine.
Dude, I'm going to look this up.
I'm telling you, and then you can, well, don't play the video, because then I'm going to have to go edit it and, you know, all of that. So, yeah, it's just like the flesh is never satisfied. It's a never-ending story. Mm-hmm. History repeats itself over and over and over again, and it's just ridiculous. And see, here's the thing, too. It brought me to this, and it made me question myself. And I think I said this before on the podcast, but what I had to ask myself, what am I willing to do to make it, to see the goals that I want fulfilled?
Dude, look at this. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but even his Instagram, everybody go buy Gaba or Gooba or whatever. I'm telling
you.
On iTunes.
I played.
Let's get 100. I'll drop a new song next week.
How about don't? Just go retire. Get
now only for 24 hours. Limited edition CD drop. Available 24 hours. We are number one in iTunes. Billboard, please don't cheat on us.
See, here's the thing, too. Like, the Joe Budden podcast made
number
a good
one
point.
On Billboard.
They said that, like, kids that listen to Tekashi, and most people nowadays don't care about snitching, and that's what I don't understand. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just going along with it.
Like, dude, I'm dead.
It's ridiculous.
This dude is crazy, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how much time he has left, because honestly, the way he's going about it and all the people who don't like him, unfortunately, this could end bad, you know.
Yo.
So I don't know.
You know. I'm saying.
But yeah, man.
I mean, I feel like we're throwing a lot of shade onto this dude, but
no, it's a fact.
Yeah. I mean,
these are big facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like we just sitting here like wishing
now, do you
death
think a,
upon us.
Do you think a person like that would ever change?
Everybody can change. Anybody can change, but do they want to?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You know, that's crazy too about it's crazy to think about how God himself like allows stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously for an own like I guess everybody has their own goals.
Yeah.
Or not goals, but calling.
Yeah.
And dude, I don't even know where I was going with this, but because you know how a lot of people say that, like, God, why does God allow this? What a God, you know, doesn't do anything to stop situations like this or people. But I feel like God is not a boring God. And listen, no, I'm getting somewhere. I'm getting somewhere. Oh, that he doesn't control us. We have that free will to do what we want.
That's true.
And he wants us to follow him because we want to, not because he tells us or makes us to do it. Because if you would just create us to do whatever he wanted, it would be like very boring because you would see like the same routine, everybody doing the same thing.
That's true.
But after all, though, he did bring us onto this earth with a blueprint on our purpose in life.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, if you search for it, it will direct you to where you want. But a lot of us, since because of our free will or things in life, we always steer away. But that doesn't mean that he's not going to bring you back to it.
You know something I just thought about, too? Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. But what if God allows people to, like, succeed and stuff? Think about, example, Drake.
Yeah.
Drake has been killing stuff since he came out musically. What if God allows someone to have a run like that because this whole time he's just waiting? He's just like, I see how they do in the secular realm, in the worldly realm, whatever. I'm just waiting on that one person to come persuade them to use their talent for my kingdom, you know, to increase the kingdom. Yeah. So it's just like God is just waiting on that one person. So it's just like he doesn't want to stop the momentum or whatever.
So you like know. Kanye.
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 Kanye. I'm triggered. Anyway. Yes. Kanye.
Dude, I'm dead.
We're not talking about Kanye. I didn't even want to talk about Tekashi, but whatever.
But I mean that could happen too. Because I mean a change in a man like Tekashi, it could make a really huge dent.
That's true.
You know, there's this guy, this Latino dude, a rapper. His name is Almighty.
I think you told me about him.
He used to, you know, roll around with Bad Bunny or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I took this off, dude.
I don't even know what this for.
It's to put like this to hold it like.
Your cord is too short.
Like holding it like this.
Oh.
There you go. But anyway, it's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Is that this guy, he, you know, used to roll around with Bad Bunny, you know, and actually one of his songs, like, he's literally talking about, like, how he has a deal with the devil.
Yo, I'm so sick of these rappers saying that.
He talks about the Illuminati, but this is crazy. He did. Like, he literally did get into that dark world in which he literally sold his life to the devil.
Mm.
And in every music, that's what he would rap about. Like, he like, had a bunch of all these crazy saints in his songs, a bunch of symbolisms, everything. Like, he would go all off.
Mm.
But he changed. He actually, not too long ago, I think it was, like, last year, like, in the beginning of 2019, that he gave his life to God. And,
yo, I'm sorry.
What?
Isn't it so funny? That's how you know the devil is, like, a defeated foe and he has no power. Because it's like you made a deal with the devil, but then it gets overwritten.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, I'm going to flag that and remove that little stuttering that I just did there.
It's fine.
but, yes, it gets overwritten automatically as soon as you turn to God.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what type of
person you are.
Contractual obligation you had with the devil or whatever. And it's this like, dude, it's null and void.
And this dude is like just the same like Tekashi. Like he's like tatted all over his face, everything like here, his neck.
That's
like,
crazy.
He has like an upside down cross or whatever here.
Mm.
But now he's rapping, you know, to God. I mean, his music is dope. Like I'll put you one.
Okay.
Here, can we play one?
Yeah, let me turn it up. That's crazy, yo. Like it's it's like
okay, so this is his like one of his songs.
Speaking of Almighty, no pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, like I was just saying about God though.
Yeah.
You make a deal with God, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
You know.
This is a song.
Okay.
Veo que todos están ciegos, ya no quiero estar así.
It kind of sounds like Bad Bunny too.
Not really.
And in here, he's saying that like he's talking about how God like picks the lowest of the lows to exalt him.
Por eso es que ando con mi arpa. David tocaba y Saúl tiraba la lanza. A Pablo picaron el cuello por venganza. Aquí no hay miedo, varón, los tuyos se cansan. Yeah, por eso yo no creo en ganga. Tu almero a tus enemigos vendió las armas. Hay muchos que están a punto de perder su alma. Aquí no hay miedo, varón, los tuyos se cansan. Yeah, siempre real, mi negro nunca fake. Tengo una corona, rey, rey, libre de pecado. Ey, ey.
And basically that's all like he's talking about that, like how he got from like the into that world into like this new world. And one of his references is called arpa, meaning like arp. He's talking about how like, you know, how David would play arp to calm down the evil from Saul.
Yeah.
And he's basically referencing that, like that transition that, you know, how he's talented, he's gonna be able to use that. For the kingdom and how he doesn't need any gangs or nothing to feel protected because he is already protected and whatever.
Let's give a round of applause.
Yeah,
for that.
And there's also and he's been influencing a lot of other rappers like known rappers, and he's featuring them in his music. And in a way, even though they're secular, they're still putting in. You know, they're partnering up with him to make songs. And one of them, I think his name is John Z or something, whatever.
I think I heard of him before.
But he's like this dirty, dirty rapper. And like he puts in one of his songs, he's talking about like, he calls like tiros al diablo, meaning like shots to the devil. He's talking about like how his testimony is a lot of shots. Like they're shooting the devil, like, you know, because of his testimony. And then the rapper, the secular rapper, he's saying that, yeah, we, you know, he's talking to his side that he makes a lot of that we talk a lot about gangs, like the B words and all this crap, but not knowing that the end might come. And once the end comes, where am I going to go?
Right.
So that's what, you know, what he's talking about. So it's stuff like that that really make you think that. Like you said, like the devil is dumb in a way because, you know, he makes a contract with all these people, but yet he gets overwritten.
Like it means nothing if they choose to turn to God.
Yeah, and the thing with him, he's like, I'm not afraid. Like nobody's gonna shoot me. Nobody's gonna kill me because if I die,
right,
you're gonna go to heaven.
You technically don't die.
Yeah,
as someone in the shadow of the Almighty.
Yeah, and
no
he's
pun
like,
intended.
Yeah, Almighty. I'll leave this earth, but. Yeah. I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? So it's like all this type of stuff. And I mean, you get that confidence, you know, believing in somebody. And I guess in a way, people can change. It's not that.
It's them choosing to change.
Right.
The change is always available.
Yep.
God will never deny anybody.
Right.
It's always available. I was going to say, kind of in the same vein, but not really related. Do you know who Dayton is, the Christian rapper?
Nah, it's
okay. So Dayton, I haven't listened to a ton of his music, but I just found out that he put out a compilation project. This, like, volume one compilation mixtape thing has pretty much every single person who has ever rapped about Jesus on it.
Wow.
It's got John Gibbs. I think John Gibbs. It's got Derek Minor. It's got No Big Deal, Stephen Malcolm, John Keefe, Aaron Cole. Like, it's got Wande, What Up RG, 1K Few. It's got all of these artists. And it's really, really good. So I recommend that y'all go check out CHH Ain't Dead, Volume 1 by Dayton featuring Friends. That's a really good, I don't know if I should call it an album or whatever. Y'all know I get technical over that stuff. Is it an EP? Is it a mixtape? Is it an album? Is it, you know, so I get really, really technical. Anyway, great project. It's a really good project.
It's a project.
I'll just say that. So go check that out if you haven't already.
Yeah.
So,
dude, that's crazy.
But
yeah, I mean, and dude, I don't know, man.
I mean,
a lot of people, obviously, I mean, it's some type of entertainment, honestly.
Yeah.
And
see, that's the thing, and no disrespect to all of our white viewers, but white people love where they can be at a safe difference. Like, they want to see the ignorance and the gangster stuff and the street stuff from a distance where it's safe. Like, they're fine with seeing it on YouTube and all of that, and they want to say, you know, in the comfort of their household and all of that, you know, that's fine with them. But when it comes to their front door, or if they see somebody out, you know, and I'm not saying this about all people, all white people, but a lot of white people are like that. When it comes to their front door, they see people like that that are not portraying a character on YouTube or whatever. They're really from that. That's just who they are. Then that's a problem. But as long as they can, you know, see all of that stuff on YouTube or go to a concert and see it or whatever, then it's cool. And then they're fine with capitalizing off of it too.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not here to sit there and like
judge anybody.
To judge anybody, even though it sounded like that with Tekashi and what I just said too. I'm not saying that every white person is like that or every race is like that. You know, or whatever, you know, don't take it the wrong way. I'm just stating the fact. Like Eric is wrong.
No, I believe that every race is like that.
Anyways, you know, it's, I think Denise had brought this up. So she pointed something out. This is kind of unrelated, still in the same vein. Again, it's funny how like the racist people in this country. Say build the wall and all of that, and then they say they don't, everybody, like all Hispanic people are illegal and all that, but then they'll celebrate Cinco de Mayo in a heartbeat, not knowing what Cinco de Mayo even represents. They're like, that, oh yeah, so I want some Mexican food, I want some Hispanic food or whatever, but it's like, as far as being around Hispanic people, it's like, nah,
it's all ignorance.
No bueno. Yeah, exactly. It's like so contradicting.
It really anyway, is.
So
That's
your 2 cents from Trey.
Yeah, I mean, all what we could suggest is be educated, don't be ignorant, and don't be too selfish.
Try to be sensitive to people's situations. I'm learning that, you know, more and more each day.
Hey, and also, I mean, don't try to or pretend to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
I learned all my of lesson that.
All
that too.
All of that is just going to end up to. Because I know a lot of people. I spoke to someone. Someone's talking about how they've always portrayed to be rich, but they really weren't. Yeah. And all it would bring them is just to be broke, a bunch of debt, and obviously that's not a healthy thing to do, because imagine all the pressure, like, man, I'm like 300 negative. Like, what the heck am I going to do?
Right.
And
see that was me too. You know, so, I wanted to gang bang, but I didn't want to put in the work to actually get put on the set. Like, I didn't want to catch a body. I didn't want to fight nobody. I was just like, just bless me in or whatever. Just put me on. Like, it's like, all right, you obviously you're not, for this.
Exactly.
You know? And so I just wanted to wear the flag, you know. I just wanted to wear a blue bandana.
While you were a Crip? You
know? No, I hung around a lot of Crips, though. Oh, and okay. I repped it like I would, like if somebody asked
throw a gang sign.
I'm not doing that. No.
Throw a gang sign.
Nope.
Do the Crip thing.
I am not Tekashi. I am not the black Tekashi. I'm not doing that, bro. I'm not doing that. So,
oh, my God.
Oh.
But, yeah, guys.
But, yeah, man. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, stay true to yourselves. I mean.
For real.
Just
don't be scared to be yourself. And also, another important thing, too, if you do come in contact with people from the streets or whatever and you feel threatened or whatever, make it known who you are so then that way they don't mistake you for being one of them or
dude,
whatever.
I remember
make
one
sure
day
that you know that they know
like,
how you
that
are.
You don't rep like that.
Hmm?
That you don't rep anything.
Yeah, that you don't, you know, you just
a I remember one day I was in this church event. I did not know, dude. I thought it was cool. I saw like this photo or whatever of like this guy wearing like a red bandana like here.
Yeah.
Like on your collar.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it looked really cool.
Mm-hmm. You went and bought one?
No, I had one. But I went to this church service with it on. I don't know what I was thinking, dude. I really don't know what I was thinking. And this was in like West St. Paul or South St. Paul. I don't know. Dude, I got out and one of the dudes says, like, what, are you a blood or something? I'm like, no, why? He's like, I would suggest to take this off because you gotta get beat or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He was like, I personally don't like any bloods, but, and this is a Christian dude. Like, I don't know. I don't think he was a Christian. It was just a guy that was there.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't like bloods, but I'm not going to do anything because we're here in
church. Yeah.
And I was like, that's the only thing that saves you, bro, or whatever. And I thought he was crazy or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what he was saying, dude. I was like, what, 13 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
I walked outside. There was this car. They came by and looked at me weird, and they were just like, they were doing this, and then they drove off.
Yep.
But before I left, I saw this like big dude, like just like zooming down like the street. I can see it because it was kind of like a hill. Yeah. So I see this guy. He was like this, coming in. I got into the car, and then he got to the spot where I was, but he couldn't see me because the windows were tinted.
Oh, he was,
and he was like looking around, dude.
He was about to give you the beats, no like, Dr. Dre, man.
Dude.
He was about to give you. He was about to get hands and feet put on you.
I'm saying.
Oh, man.
But I don't know how he did not see me, though. Because,
God.
He was coming down. He was coming down, and literally the truck, it was like right next to the church or whatever.
Damn.
And, I got inside, and this dude was literally in front of me, but he was looking around, but since the windows were tinted,
he was about to give you the beats like DJ Mustard. Like, he was about to.
Yeah.
He was about to get the hands. Yeah.
That's what I learned.
Like I said, I was talking to Denise again and one of our coworkers yesterday. I said, two of the most terrifying things to hear. There's a lot of terrifying things in here, but two of the most terrifying things, and I always associate one with this movie called Colors.
One
saying with this movie called Colors. And then the other thing I just associated with Crips from California. Yeah. Two of the most horrifying things to ever hear is, hey, cuz, where you from? That's terrifying. If they're speaking to you, that is, it's like, all right, well,
hey, cuz,
I'm about to enter through the pearly gates. This is it right here. And then the other thing to say to hear is, sup, blood? It's like,
hey, cuz.
Yeah. I never want to hear either one of those phrases said to me. Please don't.
I'm going to say it to you all the time.
So,
hey, cuz, what up? What are we doing today, cuz?
Anyway, yeah, man.
Hey, just rep yourself.
Yeah.
Just rep yourself.
For sure.
But yeah, so. Anyways, well, thank you guys for tuning in. I really hope you liked it. And shout out to everybody. I was speaking to somebody that added us recently, and thank you for joining. And yeah, I mean, just share your comments, whatever.
Yeah, keep it going so we can get more people to interact with.
Yeah.
You know.
So
sorry. Let's build a little community here, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do that.
But thank you. So definitely follow us on Instagram, Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
and SoundCloud, YouTube videos as well.
Yeah.
So anything, let us know.
Yeah, but for sure.
This was Eric.
And I have been Trey.
It's Dose. It's Dose.
And we are out of here.
Yes, sir.
See you guys.
Stay safe.